Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
The show that delves into love, passion, and sexual awareness, giving you the kind of erotic topics that will stimulate your mind, body, and soul. I am Jade Bryan, your relationship and love coach, romance specialist, and your hostess for this evening. I am the founder and creator of Erotic Talk Radio, and by listening to the show, you agree that you are of legal age and that you are ready to open your consciousness to a loving, sensual, and more fulfilling you. Get ready for me to invoke your listening pleasures, because tonight I will bring to you a sensual, tantalizing episode that will captivate you. Erotic Talk Radio is not only entertaining, but it's informative, it's educational, and it's erotic. Visit us at erotictalk.net. Like the page and join in on this erotic discussion.
sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life, and we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. If it's love, it lasts a lifetime.
Welcome. You are listening to Erotic Talk Radio, where we give you the sweetest topics in erotic entertainment. I'm your hostess, sex coach, and relationship specialist, Jade, womb goddess Jade in the building. And I have also Brother James in the building with me. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. Peace. What's going on?
What is going on? I am excited about this show because, listen, I have looked at there has been some videos of side chicks and main chicks fighting over a man. I've seen the comments, and I've went on different groups, and this has been a topic. So I said, you know what, we need to get into the topic. So the topic this evening is the unconscious side check. I just said, hey, we got to do this. We got to do this.
All right.
So if y'all are listening in, you can call in at 718-766-4008, and you can hit option one. Or if you want to go into our chat room, in our chat room, you can visit us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/erotictalkradio. So listen, this is why I wanted to get into this tonight. I wanted to talk about, or we wanted to talk about, women who build themselves on the notion that he will walk away to be with them. He will walk away from his main chick to be with the side chick. And is this side chick thinking, or she's feeling like at the time that she is the answer? And that she is the one that's going to be the answer to his problems because the main chick is not doing her job. How many times have we heard that? This is something that is just, yes, it is like, it's always, and that's the thing that gets me is when I hear women saying to another woman, if it wasn't for you not doing your job, if you was on your job, he wouldn't be over here with me. If you was on your job, he would not be doing this. He would not be cheating on you. And the interesting thing is that if the side chick does luck up and get him and he does leave his main chick to be with that side chick, a lot of times he's doing the same thing to her. So this is where I say that this is not a conscious woman in her capacity, in her full capacity. This is where the title comes from, because we are always blaming each other as women. My thing is this, first of all, why are we fighting each other? Why are we going through that shit? We are putting each other through the realm over a dude that sometimes is not even worth it. But he looks good to you. You don't understand the whole thing that's going on in his household. We will sit there and listen, and we will be consciously asleep because we are focused on him visually. We are focused on what he is saying to us in our ear. So when he is, you know, saying those sweet nothings to us in our ear, we get easily quickly caught up because we are emotional creatures. So we get caught up. We get caught up. It's understandable. Yeah. But then what happens is we are stimulated through the mind. We are stimulated in our ears. We have that eargasmic playing that's going on when he is singing those sweet nothings in our ear with all of those different things that he says to get you going. And so all of that draws that energy that influences our behavior sometimes. Instead of us snapping out of it and say, you know what, I am not consciously aware at this time. I need to wake myself up and be consciously aware because there is something else to this story. There's only one side that you are being given. Instead of being consciously aware of what's happening, what tends to happen is we believe that one side. There's two sides to a story. I always say it's three times. It's three things to a story. It's three things going on in a story. It's his story, it's her story, and it's the truth. Right?
Okay.
That's
right,
how it is.
Right.
Okay. So, so this is what tends to happen. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jay. No, I was going to say that's deep, though, you know, that you say, what you say, consciously asleep, right?
Yeah.
Consciously asleep. Like, that's deep because I think a lot of people, we're talking about love and intimacy here, but a lot of people go through their whole lives consciously asleep. And I think if you can understand it, you know, from that aspect, you know, of people walking around here not really, you know, now the term is being woke, you know what I mean? So if you're not woke, you know what I mean, you're dead. And so in relationships, you're talking about the side chick. somebody who is consciously asleep, they ain't woke, you know. They just zombies, you know, in a zone. And that's deep, you know. I like that terminology because that's deep.
Yeah, it's just that, like you say, it's just they're just zombies. They're just walking around, but they are being fed energetically through the tone of his voice, that vibration of his voice. They're stimulated through that. They're stimulated with all of the things that he is saying, of all that he's going to do for her and what he can do. And meanwhile, he's talking about all of the things that this main chick is not doing for him, all of the things that he does for her. And so the female thinks that, the woman thinks, the conscious sleeper thinks that, I'm going to get all of this. This is going to be my dream man. This is going to, because it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? It sounds really good. As our parents and elders say, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. So,
right.
This is what tends to happen. And then if the main chick finds out and says, hey, I just need you to know that he is living with me, or this is the situation, or whatever, in case you did not know, because some women don't know, you will have that woman will say, well, he wants to be with me, and he's got to work out his issues so that he can leave you, or whatever the story becomes, that she starts to start feeding this woman. Yeah, this is everything that he's telling me that you're doing or you're not doing. And when he gets here, it's going to be corrected type of thing. You should have been on your job, and he wouldn't be doing this. He wouldn't be here with me. It becomes a disconcern for the other woman, for the main woman. And instead of them getting together and saying, listen, we need to talk to him, or we need to focus on him, or the main chick just saying, I need to focus on what are you doing, and if that's what you're doing and that's what you want, then let me move and do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is where it becomes, are you consciously aware or are you sleeping? Or are you consciously sleeping? So that is this is why we're talking about this right now, because we have a lot of sisters who blame each other and want to cause physical harm over the dick. Is it worth it, lady?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really that worth it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That becomes the problem.
But so, when do so we what, become... what about the – go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what about the women or I don't know, what about the women who to be the side chick who don't care? Like, they're okay with being the side chick. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so you do. You have some women who feel that way. You have, and there are several kinds of women, because you do have those that feel like, I enjoyed this. I already know what's going on. And she becomes the woman that knows her place, okay? I'm playing a little devil's advocate right here, okay? Because it's not that I agree, but at the same time, you do have some women who know their place. And this becomes, this is what this sister is. This is a sister that feels like, I'm not doing anything to make him mad, to fuck up my money or whatever's going on here in my household, because at the time, he's the one that's taking care of me. Because you have some of those men who actually will take care of home, the main home, but also they're taking care of their side chick, and they're paying her bills, and they're doing everything for her. So this particular woman knows her space. She knows her place. She knows her limits. She knows when not to step her boundaries. And a lot of these women say, I don't care because I don't have to deal with a committed relationship. He comes when he can. We enjoy one another. My bills are paid. I'm good. So it becomes an understanding in that instant. It becomes understanding. Is it wrong? The woman does not, if the other woman does not know, and she is not given that opportunity to say, I'm okay with this open relationship, or I'm not okay with that. I believe in monogamous relationship and not sharing. So you go ahead and do what you want to do, and I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Give the woman the opportunity to do that.
Right.
And that's not done. So let me ask you, since that question was posed to me, what do you think of the woman who does not care, who is like, okay, it is what it is?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. Like, if one person in the relationship is not aware, then that's a problem, right? Because then there's dishonesty going on, and obviously that's not what's supposed to happen. And so, like you said, so I totally agree with you in that aspect. Like, as far as allowing your partner the opportunity to have that choice, because if you take that away from them, then, you know, you're not being 100%, you're not being equal in the relationship, because now you are, you know, I guess kind of, not kind of, but living a lie, right? And so I totally agree with you on that point. But so, like, you know, but then on the other hand, you know, so for, if you're asking from the woman's point of view, that person, what I think about that woman, hey, here on Erotic Talk Radio, we're all about, you know, sexual freedom and the ability to make your own choice and not, you know, live, you know, do your thing, sexual, whatever makes you happy. And so I can understand, I guess, the attitude of that woman who's like, okay, I'm okay with being a side chick, because like you said, that's her choice. She made the choice to say, okay, I'm okay with this. And she's probably in it for whatever reason, and she's okay with that. And if, as long as it's for her, consensual and safe, hey, she's okay with that. In that aspect, if the woman is like saying, hey, I'm good, this is what it is, I know I'm a side chick, I play my role, you do you, I do me. In that case, to me, you know, that's her. The wrong person in that situation is the other partner, the other partner that, you know, is not being fully honest with the person that they're actually supposed to be in a real relationship with. And so, you know, I totally agree with you.
Now let me just, I'm gonna also add this to what we're saying here is, there are side chicks that are also, and I don't want to say just side chicks, because there are some women who, that's what they do. That's just them. It's their business to do this. But you do have some women who are sexual healers. And what I mean by that is that there are some, the man's main problem is, I'm not getting it like I feel like I should, or not getting it at all at home. It has been cut off. So that becomes problematic in the relationship. And a lot of times, the side chick becomes the sexual healer. It actually helps to preserve the main relationship. Does that make sense? I know a lot of people are like, wait,
yeah.
What did you just say?
Right.
But it does.
Right.
It really does. What it does, I don't want anyone to call and say, hold on, are you saying that you agree with this? I'm simply saying that there are some women who that becomes their role. And actually what they're doing is preserving that relationship that could ultimately be a disaster where it separates them because of the limitation with sex that is being given. These women come in and they give them, these men, the kind of sex that they want, when they want it, whatever. And they also are there to listen. So a lot of things that tends to happen in a main relationship that dwindles and makes the relationship a little weak. So building the foundation, that's why we're always talking about on Erotic Talk Radio communication and how effective it is if you just sit down and take the time to do it. However, both parties have to be willing to receive and also to give, you know what I'm saying, to hold that energy when someone is is saying, this is how I'm feeling right now. You have to be willing to accept that. And if it is you and you know that you are the one at fault in some of the things that they are saying, you have to be ready to swallow that, because sometimes it's hard to swallow our pride. So
yeah.
That becomes the issue. Now you have the side chick who comes in and is not only giving him sexual gratification, but is also stimulating him by being the shoulder, by being the listener, by being the ear, by just being that muscle and being the strength that he feels like he's missing at home. So that also becomes the issue. So what do we do about that? What do you think, like, how do you feel knowing that there's women out there that's just like, that's my job, I make them happy? And some of these women, now here's where I'm going to go with this. We talked about consciously being asleep, but you have some women that are actually consciously aware and open enough to say, I know that this is the energy that I'm providing. I know that this is what I'm setting forth. And I know that when he goes home, he's going to home to you happy, because he done poured all of that problems and everything right there, right here at my doorstep. We don't talk, we don't made love and had sex and whatever, and now he is relieved, he's feeling good, and he's coming home happy. So some women actually know and realize this is what I'm doing. So they feel like I'm actually doing you a favor, sister. Like, you understand?
not even on the flip side, but really kind of along the same lines, I think in a lot of those instances, if people are honest, those women know that their man is out doing his thing, so to speak, and they have the idea or the belief that as long as you don't bring that mess, so to speak, into my house, I'ma just do me, you do you, we're gonna be in this relationship, we're gonna go on and everything is fine. I can think of, you know, lots of relationships, and a lot of times, you know, you'll kind of see that in maybe like older couples who've been together for a very long time, right? And, you know, you might have this idea that dude, he's been stepping out for a long time or whatever, like she don't know or whatever, but she probably knows. She knows, you know what I mean? She knows, and as long as this is not causing financial hardship, emotional hardship, any other side babies, all of this kind of stuff like that, and he's coming home every night, he's paying the bills, he's the husband, you know, being the husband, doing house chores, whatever. But he might, and some women might know that he is out there getting that sexual healing, and they're okay with that. You know, maybe they may not verbalize, you know, say that verbally and you know, say it out loud, like to anybody, like, yeah, I'm okay with him cheating or whatever, or having somebody else on the side. They may not say that to anybody, but I think in a lot of instances, some women might actually know that. They have that feeling that he is doing that, and he's
absolutely
getting that healing. But he's coming home, and he's handling his business, right? Like, he's still doing what he's supposed to do in the house. So, hey, it's a balance there in an instance.
Yeah, I agree. So some women, I think that they're not aware that it's actual healing that he's getting, but
right.
You do have some women that feel like there has been some kind of trauma in their life or sexual trauma in their life that they are just accepting. They it's just acceptance, you know. It's like, this is better than my life before, so I'm just going to deal with it. You have a group of women that will deal with the relationship like that, and they will say, okay, I know, because a woman, let's be real, a woman knows when her man shit shades and shines. That's it. She knows them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some who they know that he's stepping out, but they're like, you know what? I'm just going to ride this, because we are okay at home. There's subtle arguments or something. Sometimes there are things that will cause us to stay in that kind of situation. Or you have kids. So that may cause you to stay in that situation. So you have those women who feel like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to, I can't tap him on the shoulder yet and say you are busted. You know, you have some women that don't dig. I'm one of those women. I'm not digging, looking for things, okay? So you have some women who don't be digging and looking and searching for the truth, if, even if they feel like it, you know, because you got some women that they feel, they got it and they got it. They feel it. So, and it's your womb speaking to you, ladies. It's just like, oh, my God, something is really bothering me, and I feel like this man is out here doing something extra. But you don't have the proof. So you accept it. We got little kids, you know, bills are paid. I got this house. Sometimes women will say, I'd rather just stay and just deal with it. Some women are comfortable. So you have different levels of women who not necessarily feel like it's a form of sexual healing. But they may feel like he's just out there doing him, and I just have to accept it. And then you have the ones that they go digging, they looking, and it is what it is. It's gonna stuff is gonna jump off. You know what I mean? So I laugh because my thing is, and I say this to some brothers. Sometimes I'll look at their situation and they'll be like, oh my God, you know, the side chick is doing this, the woman is doing that. And they coming over each other's house to be arguments and fights. And I'm like, but you put yourself in that situation. Here's why. Some men do not know. And listen, ladies, I don't want y'all to be calling up here like, Jay, are you saying, you know, that some of us are weak? No. But you do have some men where I say, they don't know, this side chick does not know her place. And I feel like some men don't know how to control the women. And the reason that I say that is because you have some women who are, you have the alpha male, some women that are the alpha female. So it's going to jump off. It's going to pop off. You just have certain areas of relationships where some people will get in a relationship and not know their place or their role in the relationship itself. Does that make sense? So you have this man who has all of this confusion around him because he didn't know how to deal with one woman or how to tell the side chick, here's your place. Here's what you need not to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Feeding them false hope.
So, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was just getting ready to say. A lot of times the problem exists when you're not putting fellas, you're not putting all the cards on the table. And that's my issue, is that you have plenty of women out here. You will not tell a woman the truth because you are afraid that you're not going to get their ass. And instead of you being honest, you might luck up. You may find that woman and say, okay, he says he's got a woman, and this he just likes how things are. I just like that we kick it every now and then. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoy that. Okay. Now, she has the opportunity, because you put that card on the table, she has the opportunity to either leave or decide to stay and know her role. So that's what I mean, is a lot of conversations does not happen where let's find out where our role is in this relationship. Because you do have some people, they start bumping heads about why they're not, it's not working. And it stems from no one had that conversation, that important conversation. What do you think about that?
Oh, sorry, brother. Yeah. No, that's real. And I think that when you talk about, like, I guess a side chick, you know, knowing their place, I think that from, you know, you initially talked about being consciously asleep. So you talked about being consciously asleep. And, you know, that's certainly, you know, those are the ones where, you know, where you see things get messy all the time really quick. like you said, people fighting and arguing and, you know, showing up out the blue, being disrespectful. That's the person that's consciously asleep because they feel like they are supposed to be, and they're supposed to be first, right? They feel like they are supposed to be in a certain situation, but you got to be realistic, right? Like if you came into a relationship with somebody knowing that they have somebody else, until that somebody else is completely out the picture, or to me, you shouldn't even try. You shouldn't be the one who tried to jam a wedge in between that, right? Because if they got with you when they are already with somebody else, that's your place. You're a side person. You're a side chick, side dude, whatever you call it. You the side piece, period. And so you definitely have to know your place. But then again, at the same time, on the flip side, you got to realize that the guys, the dudes, whoever, you can't be also in this relationship with this side woman or whatever and feed them false hope. Tell them, you know, yes, I'm going to be with you. Knowing good damn well you ain't leaving your house, you know, right? And you ain't leaving the woman that you've been with all this time. Like, you cannot feed that false hope thinking that, oh, yeah, this is how I'm going to play my game because it's going to blow up in your face, right? Feelings are real. Emotions are real. The longer that people are together, then the more that they want to be, you know, together. Like they want to be, you know, exclusive. And so, if that's not the case, then you're wrong for trying to feed somebody else false hope when you already know this isn't how it's going to go down. You know, and that's just facts.
Absolutely.
So when it blows up in your face,
absolutely,
then you know you. It's on you, you know, it's on you. We're talking about adults here, not teenagers or, you know, little kids or anything like that. If we're adults, then we need to make sure that we communicate effectively, have realistic expectations, and let people know what it is. Just like you said, nowadays, people are more open-minded nowadays than ever. Nowadays is the best time. The present is the best time to be open, to communicate with everybody involved. Because just like Jay, you know, like you say, you always say, you never know what you might get. You know what I mean? You never know what you might get.
You never
might
know, yes.
Everything that you desire and want, and you're like, damn, it's cool. You know what I mean? This is cool. And so, you know, just be honest, man. Be open, be honest. And then, hey, we're talking about the side piece. Know your role, man. I mean, know your role. For some people, it's hard to accept. But the fact is that, you know, you got to know your role, period.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can't tell you how many interviews we've had of guests that we've had on the show who have lived a monogamous relationship with each other, and they've been like that for years, and all of a sudden they had the intimate conversation of, you know, what if? What if we had an open relationship? What if we, you know, decided to visit a swingers club or do certain things that is not in their norm. And all of a sudden you will have where that energy will peak up and it's like, oh, okay, well, I've been thinking the same thing but been afraid to say anything or whatever. And the conversation becomes a very healthy one, and they are still together. We've had those kind of people that come in and say, you know, we talked about it, and we decided that, you know, this was the best. You know, our kids are grown. This is going on. So you have a lot of people that reconsider their relationship in a different way. The bad thing becomes when you reconsider your relationship and you don't put into action anything else. You don't have any kind of consideration for any or reconsider anything else, rather. So that becomes the problem when you look at your relationship as there's something missing and we need to separate. What is it that's missing? Because you have these people that say, an extra person in the bed every now and then is missing, like some extra spunk, or adding a toy or something to our relationship is missing, doing Kama Sutra, different positions, and introducing Tantra to our relationship. You know, these are the things that people don't look at. What is the things that you don't do that you want to add and see if that becomes the recipe to success in your relationship? Those are the things that is not discussed, or the fact that he may be wondering about being intimate with another woman, or she may be thinking about being intimate with another man. Because sometimes you're with someone for so long that you're like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so see, what you're talking about, though, Jade, is like, is putting in work, you know, and I think that's the problem. Like, the problem is that all of what you just said requires you in the relationship that you are in to actually put in work, right? To say, okay, well, it is kind of dead. It is, you know, we don't talk, whatever the case may be. Then I need to do comedy. Maybe I should look into Kama Sutra. Maybe I should look into Date Night. Maybe I should look into any of these things, but that requires you to actually put in work. And the problem is that people are lazy. You know, people don't want to put in work, you know, for the relationship. So they rather take the easy route, right, and say, hey, there's somebody out there who's already whatever slice of the pie I want that's lacking in my own relationship. So they are this particular slice. So I could just go get that slice rather than kind of recreate the pie. So, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do to spice it up to make it better. You're just going to take the easy route and say, oh, well, you know, I'll do this. You know, I'll just, you know, take this route. That's easy. You know, play with that for a little while. Then I'm tired of that, or lie, but whatever the case may be. And come back, and you know, some time passes, and then it's another thing. So all of that requires work, and that's the problem. I think that people don't really want to put in work nowadays, and that's why you got, you know, folks who are taking a route to find somebody else outside the relationship rather than deal with whatever it is that they have going on inside the relationship.
You know, but that becomes the issue, because all it takes is that there is going. Here's the thing, and this is just me, Brother James. This is just me just thinking like this. If you decide to give up on a relationship that you have been in for multiple years, you've vested time with this person. You are energetically formed together. You are connected in so many ways that you just. That's another show, another topic, but. You are so energetically connected to this person. There are cords, energetic cords, just feeding off of the two of you like nobody's business. And you decide to just let go. Now, sometimes it's meant for you to let go, and sometimes it's worth the fight that does not tend to happen. And that becomes where, again, and you're right, there's a lot of work that has to take place. First, we have to sit down and be in our truth. We have to sit down and be vulnerable. We have to sit down and peel back all those layers that we really don't want you to see as our spouse. So that becomes one of the biggest issues, is now I got to live in my truth. Now, you have to decide as a person if you're going to sit there and write your list of your pros and cons to your relationship or to leaving, because a lot of times if we leave, first of all, we may not even find what we're looking for. But if you had scratch your ass down and talked to your partner or your lover or your spouse, you may have gotten just what you wanted, or they may have met you halfway if they wasn't feeling everything that you were saying that you know, you expect in that perfect relationship.
Right.
So you have that, and the chance that you may not even find the person that you are looking for, when you could have looked at your partner and said, okay, here's the things that I really desire. And if that person loves you enough, they're going to say, okay, let me make some considerations here. Let me start reevaluating and looking and thinking, do I really want to do this? Or can we do something else to make this person happy? Okay?
Yep.
So you have that, not finding that person. And then you have the chance of shit backfiring on you. Sometimes I've seen people walk away from a relationship and then later on regret that shit. So you have a lot of things that you have to look and think about because you did not want to take the time. And when we get into a relationship, the first time, the first year, really, if you think about it, the first year that you are in that relationship, you are busting your ass to prove your point and prove yourself to this person and prove your worth and everything else. Some people, they fall off the wagon early, but you do have people within a few months to a year, they are not living in true self because they are busy working to get that relationship, to get that person interested. The fucked up thing is what happens is when we get in the relationship, we stop, all of that shit starts falling off after a while. When years starts to accumulate, when we start building that time frame, that's when you start to realize, I'm not getting this the way I used to, or this is not happening the way it used to. A lot of people complain about sex because guess what? When you first are dating someone, that's all you're doing is fucking. So people, a lot of times, when that number one issue comes up in a relationship, that's because that is such a downfall, a spiral in difference than from before, that it's noticeable. I'm not even getting half the ass anymore. Like, I'm not, this is what you hear people say, like, it ain't even going down even sometimes. I notice the difference. So if you don't take the time to sit down and talk to your partner and try to evaluate the problems or what are the new ingredients that you need to add to that relationship to make it more interesting, more desirable, more attractive to you, then what? You know what I mean? So that's my take on it. I don't know if you want to add to it.
That's real. I mean, that's just real talk right there. I mean, it's all about, like I said, it's all about putting in work, you know, and a lot of issues in our society stem from people not, you know, being lazy and not wanting to put in work, you know. So I think that what you're talking about is really just small things that people can do to make huge changes. You know what I mean? Just small things, whatever that might be. It's true. One of the biggest, probably most common things is the sex, right? The sex is gone or whatever the case may be. Hell, I don't know who don't like sex. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess there are folks who don't like sex, but shit. I mean, if you ain't doing it, I mean, hell, sex is, you know, have sex with your spouse. I mean, it ain't hard. I know there's a lot of emotional things that might be blockages, you know, a lot of mental blockages there. But, you know, that's one of those easy fixes, I guess, is what I'm trying to say to me. It's an easy fix, you know, to even if it's a matter of if you start noticing those subtle small things that's changing, that's making you start staring a little harder, a little longer at people outside of a relationship or whatever the case may be, then hone it back in. And look at the small things that you can do to make a change within your own relationship, right? And that means that you got to fake it till you make it, you know, to get that groove back, a scheduled time, whatever the case may be, man. We're not talking about big things, you know. You got to go spend $200 for this night and buy, you know, 12 bouquet of roses and, you know, take it to this 5-star restaurant. You know, we ain't talking about all those things. You're talking about small, subtle things to make it better in the relationship. And, you know, again, that's noticing that, you know, noticing the differences in your relationship or noticing the differences within yourself. Maybe you can tell that, damn, you know, I'm not, you know, as physical, you know, as far as touching my spouse as I used to be. If you notice that, don't wait for your spouse to do it to you. You get on it. Do it. You know what I mean? If you notice that your spouse isn't touching you the way that she or he used to touch you, then communicate with that. Hey, baby, I'm missing your touch. So, you know, just be aware in the relationship. Be aware in your relationship about what's going on. Don't, like, when things get upset. Don't allow it to just piss you off and then you just go to your corner or you go out with the fellas or the girls or whatever, and that's where that side piece, you know, kind of comes in, you know, because there's always those kinds of things always happen after, you know, you've had this run of emotions that you've gone through, like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to just go for it, right? So don't allow it to get to that part. When you notice that, you know, when you notice those small things, you know, bring it back into the house, man, and communicate, make the change yourself. Don't wait on your partner. Just do it, you know, especially if you got time and grade. Man, look, the way I look at it right now, man, look, I got so much time in, you know, in any amount of time is time, period. You know what I mean? So if you've been with your spouse for 5 years, right, you got to think, to get what you have with somebody else, that's going to be another 5 years. You're going to be 5 years older, you know what I mean, 5 years later, physically, whatever, you know, case may be.
When you could have been ten with your partner.
With the one person, right? You know what I mean? So you're going to have to start all the way over from day one with the side piece or whatever the case may be just to get where you at right now. So, you know, I mean, that's a choice you can make. And like Jay said, you know, in some instances, it may require cutting it loose. And that's okay. That's okay, too. You know, I mean, if it requires that, you guys did everything you did. You put 100% in. You did what you needed to do. That's fine. I mean, you know, if it has to end, you know, hey, it works that way. That's life. But,
don't
settle for the easy thing, which is just saying, fuck it, I'm going to just go get somebody else. Because then, you know, you're creating problems, you know, unnecessary problems that you don't need. And then you're going to be dealing with somebody who, you know, expects that they should be number one. And then you feeding them all these ideas in his life. Then you got another whole problem that you got to create. And when that blows up in your face, guess what? It's going to be just like, even if you dump the side person in, now you back to square one with your main person, right? So that's almost like starting over. You know what I mean? So, you know, just kind of, you know, be smart about it, man. Just be smart about it. And again, if you the side chick, the side dude, whatever the case may be, you know your role. Don't try to break up relationships. Now, I mean, and I'm not putting any blame on the side person, because it's the person in relationship really that's the person that we're really trying to talk to. But the fact of the matter is if that's the role that you want to play as the side person, then you play that role. Don't be out here trying to break up people's relationships, you know. Think about, you know, I know emotions are real, love is real. You might fall in love because it's pretty, you know, long you with somebody. But you got to realize, man, you are the side person. This person is in a relationship. So don't even set your own self up for failure. You know what I mean? Like, don't set your own self up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because
knowing how
you got into the relationship, you're going to always be wondering, Is he doing it to me? Even if they quit their main person and they got with you, you got them. You might be happy now, but it's gonna be those nights when it's like when you get that call, I gotta work a little late. Then you thinking, damn, he said that same shit when I was with him, you know, a couple years ago, right? And it's always gonna be there. So don't even cause that unnecessary stress, you know, and just, you know, don't set yourself up for failure.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Yeah, you have to look at that and then ask yourself, because, you know, you have some side chicks that feel like, you know, I just wanted to believe. It was my hope. It was my desire. He said, you know. So when you go through all of that and you're finding yourself puzzled and you're wondering if he's really going to leave. Because here's where you get really set up for the okey-doke, as I call it, the okey-doke. Here's where you get set up with this.
That's right.
Because you are so trusting in his every word that when he says, I'm going to be with you, I just need to go through this separation and then this divorce, and I'm going through all of this and I'm doing all of that. And then you have men even will sit, I've had women even tell me that they will sit there and be told, and they'll say, Jay, he doesn't sleep. They don't sleep in the same bed anymore. Girl, are you a fly on the wall? Can you even see what's going on in their house to believe that? But you want so bad to believe it. So when Brother James said the false hope is there, you are also feeding it to yourself. So while we sit there and want to blame him and say, but you told me, or I thought that we were better than that, or I thought we were going to have a relationship, I thought you was going to leave her. And he'll say, and it'll be like a year, you'll look back at your watch, 2 years, look back, 3 years. And he keeps saying, I'm going to get it. It's going to get done. It's going to get done. And he fast talk you to get out the door, and you allow it until you get frustrated one day and say, I need you to explain to me this. And y'all have been through this conversation already. This ain't the first rodeo that you rode on. So you've been through this conversation already. You go through it again. Another same argument, same song. You're playing the same music. When are you leaving her? You told me you was going to leave. I'm going to leave. I got things I got to do. You know, he makes it sound so important. This is where you are also, we say that, oh, it's him because he's doing this to you, and but it's you doing this to yourself as well. So when do you put an expiration date on that expectation? When that expectation is not met, when do you put an expiration date down and say, if you're not with me and you don't leave by this date, I need to pull back and leave this relationship alone because I am better than that. This is where I say there's a lot of sleep going on. You're not awoke. You're not fully awoke. We want to be conscious, but we're not fully awoke there. So when Brother James had mentioned real quick when he was talking about that, or he mentioned something that triggered me to say, we were talking about challenges, actually, and how it's hard work, Brother James. And I wanted to say, yes, it is hard work to keep the relationship going. A lot of people think they're going to come into the relationship, you know me as is. This is how I am. You know me. But whatever it is that you did in the beginning of the first 6 months to a year to get that person, that's what you got to continue to do. And a lot of people don't do that. So it becomes challenging to sit down and have an effective conversation, because after a certain point, and this is what I wanted to talk about, was the communication. After a certain point, we are so done because shit is not working. The relationship is not working as expected. So finger pointing starts to take place. This is where it becomes effective. When you start to say, I wish that you would touch me more, or I miss. This is what you actually said. I miss. If they're not touching you more, you know, I miss that. When you say those kind of things and you're not, well, you don't do this, you don't do that anymore.
Right.
Naturally,
right.
The natural reaction for the other person is to have a rebuttal of some sort. Okay, well, you don't do this. Well, you don't. It's a knee-jerk reaction to, I need to fight fire with fire. If you're calling me out, and you're trying to hurt me, let me say some things that you be doing, because, oh, I got a list too. Wait a second. You saying this about. But when you start to say, here's all the things that I love that you do for me, or that I miss that you used to do for me, a lot of lovers want to repeat that fate because they want you to feel good. They don't want no arguing. They don't want to argue. But it's easy to argue when there's a tense situation happening, and you're trying to figure out, why is this person treating me like this? Why is the voice tone rising? I need to jump in and say use my voice, respond to this, get in on this action and start arguing. So you have to find an effective way to tell the person how you feel.
Absolutely.
Being consciously awoke. Ladies, side chicks, this goes for y'all. There has to be a point where you say, here's my expectation. If you are that one, not the woman, not the sisters that don't care that he is out there running around or he's out there with his main chick or whatever, and you know that's what he's doing, you know that he's going home to somebody else, and you don't mind it. But the ones who do, I'm talking to you. So when you are feeling like he keeps making this promise, this, as Brother James called it, this giving you this false hope, when do you wake up and become fully awoke, consciously awoke? You have to give, there has to be some type of time frame where you say, enough is enough. And you should be saying it already in the very beginning. Oh, you have somebody? Okay. I don't need that in my life. But again, you do, like we said earlier, yeah, you have some women who just don't mind. They don't care. That's them. That's their, you know. And some people, that is actually what they're here for. We all serve a purpose. Yeah. And unfortunately, some women's purpose is just to be that sexual healer or to date and be with men of that's already taken. That's just them. That's what they do. You know, you find that pattern in those particular guys. So I don't know if you want to touch on that or if you have anything to add to this. But
Nah, ditto. But, you know, I did come across, though, there was this show. I'm not sure if it's still going to be show or whatever, but, you know, they got the reality shows. But the real Side Chicks of Charlotte. That's a real thing, by the way. Real Chicks of Charlotte. I'm dead serious. Check it out. That's a real thing. No joke.
Okay.
They were doing interviews and everything last year talking about their show. So I'm not sure if, I think it's, I don't know. I forgot what network, but I'm not sure if they are still filming or pausing the airing of it, but that's actually a real show that has been casted and filmed to be ready to come out. Real Side Chicks of Charlotte. Just saying.
Wow, okay. And listen, everybody has their role. And it's sad to say, but it's true. Everybody, you have, what they always say, the haters, you know, even a hater has,
right,
that's their job. So everybody has a role. So we are not insinuating or saying that it is a bad thing. We just, how me and Brother James live, we live in a monogamous relationship. That is us. So it's him and his wife. Unless you ain't telling something more, you ride it on radio, Brother James. No, I'm just kidding.
Great now.
Yeah, that's how. but that's how we live. However, we are saying that, you know, there are people who have their position in life. And so you do have some people who are just lazy in the relationship. They are consciously asleep. They are not consciously aware. They're not consciously awoke. They're not fully awoke. They are just robotic, living day to day and not fully living to their capacity. And this goes within the relationship. A lot of you could be in a better relationship. Some of you fantasize about that, and you're fantasizing it on the wrong man in your life who is not worth that. So that is something to consider. And that's all I wanted to bring to you this evening. That's all we wanted to bring to you this evening. We are getting ready to close out. I want to thank everyone who joined us on the switchboard to listen in. I appreciate you all. You can tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we go, I want Brother Jay to tell everybody where they can find you at, sir.
Hey, you know it, right here every Thursday night with my sister Jay on About to Talk Radio. You know, my life's mission is always to tell people, remind people about the fact in life that, you know, everything starts with thought. And as long as you know everything starts with thought, that anything is possible. Peace, family.
All right, all right. So, again, remember, check us out 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Thursday. And also check us out in our Facebook group page, Erotic Talk Radio. So just go to Facebook, look up Erotic Talk Radio, and request to get into that group so you can stay up on some of our tasteful, juicy, erotic discussions. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at Erotic Talk Radio to get some of our erotic sex tips and juicy love tweets. As I always say every week, remember, you can live life sexy, erotic, and seductive. And even though those words are recognized by many as a sexual form of expression, you don't have to have sex. You don't have to have sex to get your sexy on. But if you are, make sure you are being safe, having fun, and exploring your passionate desires. That is it for this evening, everyone. Until next week, good night.
Peace, peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.